Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the Iranian football team has been knocked out of the Men's Football World Cup days after they refused to sing their country's national anthem. What will happen to them now? A 6-2 loss, a 2-0 win, a 1-0 loss. If all you knew about the Iranian football team were their results in this year's World Cup, you would assume they'd had a pretty ordinary tournament. But before their first game, against England a few days ago, they did something unbelievable. The entire team refused to sing Iran's national anthem, a song from 1990 that praises the Islamic Republic, which currently runs the country. O martyrs, the anthem goes. Your clamours echo in the ears of time, enduring, continuing and eternal, the Islamic Republic of Iran. It was a brave act of defiance and a nod to what's been going on back home. Since September of this year, Iran has been rocked by protests. They were triggered by the death of a 22-year-old woman who was arrested for not wearing her Muslim headdress correctly.
It has been 3 months since the death of Mahsa Amini at Iran's Moral Police custody. The protesters are unfazed by the brutal crackdown and even death sentences.
Iran's decision not to sing the national anthem was a show of solidarity with demonstrators back home. The country's captain said as much ahead of the game. Quote, "Before I go any further, I would like to give my condolences to all bereaved families in Iran. They should know that we are with them, we support them, and we sympathise with them." But it was a short-lived protest. In their second game, the Iranian players did, half-heartedly, sing the anthem. Why might they do that? Well, an Iranian security source told the news channel CNN that the families of the team were threatened with violence and torture if the players did not behave. An Iranian player not in the squad was detained back in Iran in what was seen as another warning shot to the national team.
He's objected to the long-standing ban on women spectators at men's soccer matches. He's also expressed sympathy for the family of the woman who died in police custody, Mahsa Amini.
The Iranian football team is in an unenviable position. On the one hand, the players have fallen foul of the Islamic Republic, who have the power to make the life of any Iranian and their family a living hell. On the other, their failure at the World Cup was celebrated by protesters who think they haven't been vocal enough, with the team's exit seen as a symbolic victory against the Islamic Republic. And what's more, the team has faced a barrage of questions from the media about conditions in Iran. Here's the Iranian manager getting angry about it at the start of the tournament.
Are you okay representing a country, Iran, in this World Cup that represses the rights of women?
To which channel you work?
Sorry.
How much you pay me to answer to that question?
I think you should start to think about what happened with the immigrants in England also.
Then there's the fact that the Iranian team were playing while people close to them were at the heart of the turmoil back home. Earlier this week, a 27-year-old was shot dead by Iranian security forces after beeping his horn in support of the team's exit from the World Cup. One of his childhood friends was a midfielder who played in Iran's final game and who paid tribute to him online, writing that, "Someday the masks will fall. The truth will be laid bare."
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's little wonder that when Iran was knocked out of the World Cup, emotions ran high on the pitch. Several of the country's players were inconsolable. So what will happen to them next? It's hard to say, but their prominence is unlikely to give them a free ride. Famous actresses and sports people have faced arrest over the past few weeks. In 2020, a wrestling champion was executed in the country despite a huge global outcry. If the Islamic Republic does try to punish the World Cup team, there's not much the players will be able to do to escape it. Only 9 of Iran's 25-man squad play club football in their home country. But the national team has played 4 games in Iran this year, and the players are all likely to have family in Iran, a reality which is often weaponized by the Islamic Republic against Iranians overseas. The Iranian football team landed back in Iran on Thursday, welcomed by hundreds of fans holding placards, calling the players soldiers of the country. The response of the Islamic Republic to their return might be different. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. While you're here, I'd just like to tell you about Tortoise's new series called The Tavistock. In the summer of 2022, the NHS announced it was closing its only clinic in England and Wales that treats children with gender dysphoria. Critics of the service celebrated, its supporters were left in despair. Journalist Polly Curtis has spent months trying to understand what happened at the Tavistock, why it attracted such criticism, and how best to treat young people with gender dysphoria in the future. To listen to the series, search for The Tavistock Inside the Gender Clinic on your podcast app, or click on the link in this episode's description.
The Sensemaker.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.